Hello?
Oh, hi, this is Tina from Local Splash. How are you?
Good, how are you?
I'm doing pretty good, thank you for asking. I was just following up because I noticed that we're having trouble processing this month's payment, and I didn't know if there's something going on with the card that we have on file.
Well, I already called, I spoke to them, and I told them that I'm going to put that, service on hold for now. Because I just had surgery, and then, to be honest, I haven't seen much of what you guys are doing to improve my business. And, my wife decided to just put that on a hold for now.
I
did tell the lady that last week.
I don't have a note of that, and that's why I'm calling, because I need to give you some options, because in the terms and conditions that you acknowledge with your e-signature, you agreed to an automatic renewal each month on the 22nd, and in order to prevent that charge, you have to call us 3 business days prior, and we don't have any record of you calling in to cancel, so there's $149 past due balance on the account, and we can't even cancel an account or put it on pause with a past due balance.
And that's exactly what I'm saying. Hold on. It's always something with you guys, because when I first opened the account with Local Splash, I had another company working with me, and I did ask the guy, mm-hmm. I said, is it a month thing? He said, yes, there's no contract time. Now you tell me 150. You know what?
Yes,
what you're telling me now is two different things. I don't want to deal with Local Splash anymore, because once again, I've been trying to give you guys a message about to help with the business. What is it that you guys really did for my business as I'm speaking right now?
The problem is that you're past due for $149, and on June 22nd, it'll be past due for $298. That will continue to reoccur
can
per
you
your agreement.
Money for a second, let's talk about my service.
Yes.
Okay.
So what we've done is we've built your website and hosted the website and optimized your business.
Okay. First of all, I'm dealing with another company now, and they're telling me you guys didn't do nothing.
Well, of course they're going to say that because they want your business, but if you put in Wilson Affordable Home Improvement for Stony Point, New York into Google, you'll see your Google listing, and the reason that you'll know that Local Splash is the one that's working on it and not the other company is if you click on the site that's on your Google listing, it's the one that we built for you. So that other
company. Let's do it step by step.
Yep, let's do it. So just Google your business, and when it comes up, you'll see website, save, call. You'll see some tabs on there for Wilson Affordable Home Improvement.
So they're telling me the website you guys created for me, it's not done.
The website is absolutely done, and if you're dealing with another company, they can't do anything with your Google listing if they don't have access to it. And that's the problem, is they can't go on there and replace the site or do any programming or anything, because we're the ones that are managing it for you, which is why our site is attached to it and not a Townsquare site or another company. It's the one that Local Splash built. So let me know when you find your business, when you do the Wilson Affordable Home Improvement, you can Google that. And then when it comes up, all you have to do is click on the link that says website.
Mm-hmm.
Now, there's going to be a little orange banner at the top of the site that says the information here is no longer being updated. That's just because we're having trouble with the payment. But once the payment goes through, that orange banner comes down. But you can see that the website is fully functional.
Mm-hmm. 1 second.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You should type Wilson Affordable Home Improvement, correct?
Yep. Type that in, and you should find your Google listing.
Okay, on the Google listing now, like I said to these people already, that picture you guys have up on the Google, I see what you see on the right-hand corner of this website that says Can you guys please change that picture?
Which picture is it? Is it on the Google listing or is it on the website?
No, it's on the Google listing.
So is it the one that has the sink with the cabinets that look like they're just getting installed? They don't have the doors on them?
No, that cabinet was refurbished. We just did it over. Like, it was the old cabinet that we tried to put back in life.
Right. So is that the picture you want removed? Is that first one with the cabinet refurbished?
Yes.
Okay. So I can put a note to that department to submit to Google to remove that picture. And the only thing is they can't do it unless the account's in a good standing. So I can put the note in, but we'd have to wait till the payment goes through in order to submit that request. But if you notice, under where it says Wilson Affordable Home Improvement, where it says website, if you click on that where it says website.
Where is it, on the Google listing, or is it, where is that?
Yep, it's on the Google. It's everywhere. It's on Google and Bing and Yelp and Yellow Pages, Yahoo. We have you on 46 directories. But if you click on the website, that's WilsonAffordableHomeImprovement.com. That's the local splash site that we built for you.
Let me double check that.
And that's how I know that this other company isn't doing anything for you, because there isn't a site that's by Town Square that's associated with your business that's being found anywhere. They could have created a site for you just to make you happy and think that they're doing something, but that site will be like a billboard out in the desert. It will never bring you a client if it's not getting exposure.
Let me ask you a question now.
Yes.
Hold on. I'm in the middle of doing something here. So that new website, because I'm confused now.
Okay.
The website I'm looking at now, it got Wilson Affordable Home Improvement LLC General Contractor. And all I'm seeing here is like a base plate that's like, there's sawdust on the floor. Is that the one you built?
Yes, yes. And it has an orange banner at the top that is just the notification that the payment's not going through. But that is the site that we built.
I got it now. So this whole time I'm thinking this other company was doing this.
What was that? I'm sorry.
This whole time I thought it was the new company I'm dealing with that was doing that. So
it's not. So if you look at the top, right at the top, rather than saying WilsonAffordableHomeImprovement.com, once you click on it, it says mysite.localsplash.com. And that's just, again, because we're having trouble with the payment. We want our clients to see that it's a Local Splash site and not a site that somebody else built. So I'm sorry that they're being dishonest with you and they're telling you that they're doing this work when they're not, but it's actually Local Splash that's doing it. And the leads that are coming through the website, they're coming from us, because if you scroll down to the bottom, you'll see that contact us form, name, phone, email. So you've had 7 leads that have come through. Let me see. And it's the most recent one was on May 13th from Susan to Vandenberg Circle. Hi, I need to remodel my kitchen. I found recommendation on Nextdoor from Christina Marilis. If you are available, please call me. She's at 2 Vandenberg Circle. And
where
then,
where are these come from? These are leads.
So if somebody Googles, you know, contractor, kitchen remodel, bathroom remodel, any of your keywords, and they see you on the first page, most people, they're going to click to call you, or they're going to call, go to your website for immediate contact, right? But there will be occurrences where they can't call you right that second because maybe they're at work or something. So they can put their information into this form, contact us, and then you get an email notifying you that there's a lead coming through your site. So that's happened 7 times. So that doesn't mean that you've only had 7 leads since you've been working with us, But what that means is that seven times somebody Googled you, they saw you on the first page, they couldn't call you right that second, so they just filled out the form for contact.
Okay, so you know, that is from, it's from the Nextdoor app. All those people that contacted me are from the Nextdoor app, and I don't want to deal with them no more because I feel like they're all crazy. As a business owner, I know customers are always right, but those seven contacts that I have, the seven leads, I don't even want to start working with them, to be honest. So,
if you don't want to work with the Nextdoor app, it still won't affect your placement on Google, because I think what happens is if the website we built for you is attached to your business on Nextdoor, then people are automatically going to contact you through the site, right? So if you stop working with Nextdoor, you won't get the clients coming from that source, but you'll still have the Google listing and the website that we built for you. Sometimes what happens too is if somebody finds a business on Nextdoor or through Yelp or a different directory or even a word of mouth referral, maybe somebody would say, you know, hey, call Gene Wilson Alexander. He's really good. I've used him in the past. Sometimes they'll just Google you just to make sure that you're a valid business, and they'll still, you know, contact you through the site that we built. So you could be getting, you know, activity through other sources, but they're still using the site that we built you, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right, so now, Jesus. Now, you was telling me all these things I'm not going to lie, I was 770 to 149 on cash efficiency, which nobody ever told me, but how much is it I'm paying for 770 month?
It's 149 month to month with no contracts. And as a side note, I want to let you know that you've been with us for 5 months. And in the 5 months that you've been with us, your company has actually been found on the first page of Google 387 times. And you've had 45 Google actions, including clicks to your site and clicks to call you from the first page. So I'm thinking that you've gotten some pretty solid work out of this, and maybe you're just not aware. Do you ask people when they call you how they found you by chance?
Sometimes I do.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, start asking, because you're going to hear all the time, I looked you up online, I saw you on the internet, I found you on Google. All of that is as a result of this program. So one thing I would suggest for you, Gene, is that on your Google listing, you don't have any reviews, and I want to help you get a 5-star rating on your Google listing. So I can send you an email that will help you with that. It'll say, you know, thank you for using Wilson Affordable Home Improvement. If you're happy with our service, please click here to leave a review. And then when your clients click that box, it will automatically take them to your Google listing. So because it's so simple and it's just a matter of a click of a button, most people will do it, and it's only going to take you a couple of people filling that out to achieve that 5-star ranking on Google.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
See, now, fuck you. Now I can actually make the payment.
Okay.
Because you guys are not the only company that I've been dealing with for the business where I get paid and I see the result. So, I don't know if you could give me 1 second. Malia?
Yes.
1 second, ma'am. Come on, go outside of my cousin's and my quality. 1 second, let me send my daughter to get my thing in the closet. Hold on a second. Malia, here.
Yeah, take your
time. That's the first time you know how my business is, right? Let's hold on, please. You got it, man? Thank you. The mailing ready for the card number?
Okay, go ahead. I'm ready whenever you are.
4737?
Mm-hmm.
0270?
Okay.
1578?
Mm-hmm.
4932.
4932. Okay, expiration?
What is it at? 0227?
And the code?
918.
And for this card, is it still the 6 Frank Road for the billing address?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, so I will get your authorization, and you will be good to go. And then I'm also going to send you a fresh login for your dashboard so that you can go in and you can see the results that you're getting in real time. So if you have any questions on, you know, the dashboard itself or how to use that review generator email, feel free to give us a call, okay?
Okay.
All right. I'm emailing you. Yep, and that orange banner will be removed off the site within one business day, and then also I'm going to let the verification department know that you're requesting to remove that picture with the cabinet refinishing, okay?
Yes, so I want to put a better-looking picture, like something nice.
I can show you how to upload fresh pictures through the dashboard if you have a second. If not, you could call us,
I wish I could. I'm doing a million things right now. I got 2 pictures I have to go now.
Okay.
Okay. You guys waiting for me?
No problem. You can just call us anytime. We're here Monday through Friday from 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. your time. So, you know, you just call us when you have a free minute, and we'll show you how to upload pictures through the dashboard. And if it's easier, you could also just send them via email to photos@localsplash.com.
All right.
Okay. All right. Have a really great rest of your weekend, the Memorial Day weekend coming up. So that's a good thing, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Have a nice day.
You too.
Thank you, Gene. Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.